As long as we're talking about studies and the NSABP, I'm curious about your thoughts about NSABP B40, the neoadjuvant trial. And I understand there's going to be a companion, that's for HER2 negative tumors, a companion study in HER2 positive tumors. Can you talk about those two initiatives?
NSABP B40 is a trial that's long been in the design. We've had many, many designs for this, but we're very convinced that we needed to have some kind of biologic study of these patients who are getting neoadjuvant treatment. So we really waited until we had the right design. The study is going to be a three-arm design in which patients will get docetaxel first with either capecitabine or gemcitabine, and then it's followed by AC chemotherapy. And one of the primary goals of this is really to see if looking at the gene or microarray analysis at baseline before the patients get any treatment will predict which patients respond. So it's really moving more into the 21st century here, trying to tailor treatment to see if we can predict response. In the study, the patients also will be randomized to get bevacizumab or not. So also trying to answer the biologic question there too. In the HER2 positive patients, the patients will get, they've changed it so many times.
I guess the thing that I've heard consistently is it's, lapatinib, trastuzumab, or both.
Both
And at the
with
chemo, yeah,
paclitaxel.
I'm not sure about the chemo.
Yeah, I don't remember the latest design.
Right. I guess, well, maybe we can just sort of broaden out a little bit. I know in the HER2 positive situation, there's an interest in looking at neoadjuvant lapatinib alone or combined with trastuzumab versus trastuzumab chemotherapy, I guess, to be determined. What are your thoughts about that study?
Well, I think it's again a study that's very interesting. It really goes hand in hand with the ALTO study, the adjuvant trial, using these three different arms plus one other one in the adjuvant setting. So I think it's very important. I think it's also going to be interesting to see if the pathologic complete response rates is good with lapatinib versus trastuzumab and if the combination makes any difference. So I think you'll have some answers very early there in this study. So I think that's why this is important. I think the CALGB is also doing a very similar study. So we'll have some early answers about pathologic complete response, which may give us an indication of what's going to happen later in the adjuvant setting.